క్విజ్ అయితే నా చరిత్రామృత అంతేలీల నైన్ పాయింట్ 2 అన్వర్స్ ప్రభుజీ ఆర్ యు దేర్ ప్రభుజీ ఎస్ ప్రభుజీ ప్లీజ్ ఎక్సెప్ట్ అవర్ హంబుల్ రిక్వెస్ట్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ అండ్ ప్లీజ్ ప్రభుజీ టేక్ ఓవర్ ద కాల్ ప్రభుజీ థ్యాంక్ యూ సో మచ్ ఫర్ యువర్
థ్యాంక్ యూ మాత హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ ఐ లైక్ టు వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ బిజీ వాల్ ఇన్ బిజీ వాల్ ఆన్లైన్ అండ్ physical presence. So today we are serving Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila chapter 9 up to text 10 where Srila Prabhupada gave purport. So before that I'm going to sing or chant 3 times. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So first the refreshing the summary of this chapter given by Srila Prabhupada. So if we can chant or read together. The chapter title, The Deliverance of Gopinath Pattanayak. And I'm sure all of you are aware who is Gopinath Pattanayak. He's one of the 5 brothers. They are in Krishna Lila called Pancha Pandava. The same Gopinath Pattanayak was Bhima, the brother of Arjuna, who is Ramananda Roy. His brother is Gopinath Pattanayak. Their last name is actually Pattanayak. But Ramananda Roy, because of his composing expertism, supreme excellence on expressing Rasa Tattva in a poetic form, so the title by the king given to him as a Roy, so Ramananda Roy, but his last name was Pattanayak before. So we are going to read this summary. This ninth chapter is summarized as follows. Gopinath Pattanayak, the son of Bhavananda Roy, was engaged in the service of the government, but he misappropriated some funds from the treasury. Therefore, the Bharajana, the eldest son of King Pratap Rudra, ordered that he be punished by death. Thus, Gopinath Pattanayak was raised on the Changa to be killed. But by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was delivered. Moreover, he was even promoted to the higher post. So we'll find as we go on what is Changa means. It's an old style of torturing, not just killing a person, but he has to feel the pain that he caused the pain to others. They would put a sword and they put the person, literally the sword pierced through his body from the bottom buttock all the way up. It was a heavy punishment. So before that, I want to, then we're going to read the number 1 together. If you want, you can join also. Aganna dhanna chaitanna gana nam prema bannaya nanna adanna jana santa maru sasad anupatam. The innumerable glorious followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought a constant flood to the desert-like hearts of the unfortunate with an inundation of ecstatic love. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayamai, Jaya Jaya Nityananda Karuna Hriday. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful incarnation. All glories to Lord Nityananda, whose heart is always compassionate. Text 3. Jaya Daita Charja Jaya Jaya Dayamai Jaya Gaura Bhakta Gana Sabara Samai. All glories to Advaita Acharya, who is very merciful. All glories to the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are always overwhelmed by transcendental bliss. Text 4. Ei mato Mahaprabhu bhakta gana sange nila chale baso karen Krishna prema range. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived in Nilachal, Jagannath Puri, with his personal devotees, always merged in ecstatic love for Krishna. Antare bahire Krishna virahata ranga nana bhave vyakula prabhur mana aranga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always felt waves of separation from Krishna. Externally and internally, his mind and body were agitated by various spiritual transformations. Dine nitya kirtan jagannath darshan ratre rai swarup sane raso aswadhan. During the day, he chanted, danced, and saw Lord Jagannath in the temple. At night, he tasted transcendental bliss in the company of Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar. Text 7. Tri jagater lok asi karena darshan jei dekhe sei paaye Krishna prema dhan. People from the three worlds used to come visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who saw him received the transcendental treasure of love for Krishna. Manasir bese deva gandharva kinnara sapta patalera jata daita vishadhara. It's very interesting. People wants to go to heaven, but heavenly people, demigod, they want to come and get the taste of Mahaprabhu. This is a one way Mahaprabhu proving that his taste, Krishna Prem, is higher than demigod. Let's see the translation of Prabhupada. The inhabitant of the seven higher planetary system, including demigods, the Gandharvas and Kinnaras, and the inhabitants of the seven lower planetary system, Patala Loka, including the demons and serpentine, living entities, all visited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the dress of human being. I hope everybody knows what are those planets, the seven lower and seven higher. Because if you, once you know that, you will be thinking, oh my God, everybody is looking for those kind of enjoyment. But then they were more attracted to taste the Mahaprabhu's blissful condition. And they were completely happy. So we need to understand also those are very nice. Okay, let's see now. We go to next. Number 9. Saptadipe navakhande vaise jata jana nana vese asi karen prabhura darshana. Dressed in different ways, people from 7 islands and 9 khandas visited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, I hope also you understand this 7 islands and 9 khandas. See, there is not much explanation because Bhagavatam gives complete description about it. It's in 5th canto, 16th chapter, gives Bhumandal, this universe, where the sunlight illuminates. This is called Bhumandal. Above Bhumandal, sunlight is not required, and below there is no sunlight, below earthly planet. Tal, atal, bital, sutal, talatal, rasatal, mahatal, patal, they don't. And today's verse is, next one is number 10. Prahlada bali vyasa sruka adi muni gana asi prabhu dekhi preme hai achetana. Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, Vyas Dev, Sukhdev Goswami, other great sages came to visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Upon seeing him, they became unconscious in ecstatic love for Krishna. This is very beautiful. Means, as we are becoming pure and we will have the opportunity to first acceptance by Mahaprabhu before we go to Radha Krishna, then Mahaprabhu, when he accept, not necessarily we have to take birth there, but we have to at least we'll be given an opportunity to meet. Very mystical how this happened, and we can discuss that a little bit. And at that time, this body will not be able to hold the ecstasy, prema. So this body will faint. This is called Sadhan Siddha Gopi had the similar case. Their body, even though they took birth in Vrindavan, they were associating with Lalita, Visakha, Devis, all this, but still their body was not capable of meeting Krishna and accepted by Krishna. So they had to, they were surprisingly seeing themselves separately existing. On that day that Krishna played the flute, and so Sadhan Siddha Gopis then became Bostu Siddha. They found themselves with a brilliant, beautiful body. And they also saw there another body is taking care of the family, and they left. This is arranged by Jogamaya. So this is what explained in this, that when all those devotees came from those other Navakanda and Saptadip, they just by seeing Mahaprabhu, they went unconscious in ecstatic love for Krishna. Support by Srila Prabhupada. According to the opinion of some historians, Prahlad Maharaj was born in Treta Yuga in the city of Multan, in the state of Punjab. He was born of Hiranyakashipu, a king of the dynasty of Kashyapa. Prahlad Maharaj was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, but his father was very much against Vishnu. Because the father and son thus differed in their consciousness, the demon father inflicted all kinds of bodily pain upon Prahlad. When this torture became intolerable, the Supreme Lord appeared as Nrisimhadev and killed the great demon Hiranyakashipu. Bali Maharaj, next, was the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. The son of Prahlad Maharaj was Birochan. His son was known as Bali. Appearing as Bamana and begging Bali Maharaj for 3 feet of land, the Lord took possession of entire 3 worlds. Thus, Bali Maharaj became a great devotee of Lord Bhamana. Bali Maharaj had 100 sons, of whom Maharaj Bhana was the eldest and most famous. Vyasdev was the son of a great sage, Parashar, and other names for him are Sattavatya and Krishna Dvaipayana Badarayana Muni as one of the authorities of the Vedas. He divided the original Veda for convenience into four divisions, Sama, Yajur, Ik, and Atharva. He is the author of 18 Puranas as well as the theosophical thesis Brahma Sutra and its natural commentary, Srimad Bhagavatam. He belonged to the Brahma Sampradaya and is a direct disciple of Narad Muni. The next is Sukhdev Goswami. He is the son of Vyasdev. He was a brahmachari, fully conscious of Brahman realization. But later, he became a great devotee of Lord Krishna. He narrated Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we'll invoke the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara all the way to Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we'll try to discuss with your mercy and blessings. With all the Guru Parampara's mercy, we'll try to discuss something that will be beneficial and effective to our consciousness. Om Ajnana Timirandhasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurube Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitanscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Taminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Vescha Kripa Sindhubhai Vacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna. So here Srila Prabhupada gives a little details about Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj, and Prabhupada talks about Vyasdev and then Sukhdev. But the chapter is entitled The Deliverance of Gopinath Patanayak. And the first verse gives the foundation, hints of what we are going to experience. That how many Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates are there? In the verse it says innumerable, means it is not possible to calculate. Then question come, why they are glorious? What did they bring? And the verse says, Prema Bannaya. They brought constant flood. For who or to who? To Adhanna Jana. Adhanna Jana means those who literally feels that they are unfortunate, they are suffering, struggling in the material world. But those who are thinking they are not struggling, suffering. Now the question comes, when Mahaprabhu came and all these devotees came, the whole planet, people were not suffering? See, we have to look at from a spiritual reality that we are conscious being. We are not body. We are not mind. We are conscious being, means our at the core of our existence, we are not only potentially spiritual, we are essentially spiritual. But if someone is dreaming or deep sleep or sleep, then he will be missing this opportunity of Krishna consciousness. Recently, I was looking at a small note Prabhupada made. Krishna consciousness is like a diamond. You may not have too many customers to buy because diamond is expensive. But nonetheless, that doesn't mean the diamond price or value goes down because nobody is capable of buying it. No, there has to be a valuation. There has to be a strong price tag. So then question is, how do we access? Well, we have to act on our constitutional level. Those are not constitutional, constitutionally situated or functioning as a servant of the Vaishnava or Mahaprabhu's follower. Then they are either sleeping or dreaming or in deep sleep. They are not awake. So they will miss the boat, miss the Mahaprabhu's opportunity, golden age. So why did you bring this? Just to make sure that we are not sometime dozing off or sleeping or going to deep sleep. Deep sleep means they don't talk about soul, don't talk about eternity of God, don't talk about eternal relationship with God. They're not even aware. They hear it, but it doesn't buzz them, doesn't go in the heart. So more we think about, then we are awake. We are not sleeping. Dreaming is like they are romanticizing the world. We'll enjoy, buy a new house in Hawaii. We are not thinking about death. The enjoyment spirit is so strong. These are called dreaming life. They are not spiritually awake. They can be dressed as a Vaishnava. They can be even had a contact with, but if they're still in a romanticizing the world, fantasizing that how they can enjoy, become more rich or this, that, these are dreaming life. This is not conscious Krishna, constitutional soul conscious level. That is in a dream, means is a creation of mind. Dream means is a mental faculty. Mind creates this. And they live on that. Those who lives for aspiration for future or lamentation from the past, they are in a ignorant level. And deep sleep means they are not even bothered with it, with the idea of eternity or eternal relationship with the Lord. They are not bothered. Dreaming means they are want to enjoy here, and deep sleep means they are not even at all. Think of these three most important. I am eternal. God is eternal. My relationship with God is eternal. Love, beloved, and lover. These three constitutional, eternal truth, they don't even talk about it much or don't even want to hear much. They are called deep sleep or sleep. Maybe not at all means deep sleep. And there are a lot of religious people in this world, they do things but have nothing to do with eternal, these three principles. So those who are on this three level, they will miss this. But then on the text, I think just before the 10, no, 2-3, it says that there are 7 island and 9 division, as Prabhupada translated, if I recall. And they came to see Mahaprabhu and they got love of Godhead. They fainted. So this is very mystical. So let's discuss few minutes. Who are those people that came from outside? Outside means the other planet. So first of all, I'm going to go think of the planets that below this, they also came as 2 sloka before, I think it's 8, 9, even the serpent, the Nagaloka, Pataloka, they are Nagaloka. Patalok means a planet where there is no existence of God. They have a university. They have a school, just like we have a school, college, university. They also have. And how there is no God, that's what they teach. This is a planet. Karma Mayam is everybody buy a ticket. Patal Loka, nobody buys ticket. They just enjoy as a atheistic, highest form of atheistic life. And if you read in 5th canto Bhagavatam, that how can possible God created? Because Krishna is very merciful. He allows them to live there. I'll give you just a little brief circle so you can see that all this enjoyment is there that you are looking, I should not say you are looking, that this American society or the world right now, even in India, they are looking for. So let's see what they have. That they gave up this and coming for to get this love of Godhead. Maybe that will motivate us something. So below this planet where we are, we say Bhumandal means up to this planet. Below this is not Bhumandal. It's there is no sunlight, but that doesn't mean they don't have a light. They have a light. They have a better enjoyment than here. Like, for an example, when you have a sunlight, you have a daytime, and 10 o'clock you have to rush for work. 7 o'clock you have to drop your child for school. 4 o'clock you have to pick up the child. Or 9 o'clock you have to go to sleep because you have to get up again. Well, they don't have a sunlight. When they don't have a sunlight, there is no daytime or nighttime. There is no pressure. There is no worry. Literally, there is no worry. There is no night. They don't have a calendar. I did many years back a lot of research. They don't have a calendar. And Maya Danavs, there's a two architect in this universe. One is Brihaspati for the demigods, and one is Mayadhanam. He is also a very fascinating architect. And both use original Upabeda, Jyotish Shastra, based on cosmology is based on Jyotish Shastra. They are Upabeda, they are not original Veda, there's a subcategory. So Maya's son, Bala, he created 96 type of mystic Siddhi. Now, original 8 mystic Siddhi is with Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. Vishnu's body always is the abode of 8 mystic Siddhi. Then there is a 10 more, and then 23 more created by Maya Devi for the whole universe. But lower planetary system, well, first of all, I have to tell you also, there is a 3 types of heaven. I hope you are aware of it. One type of heaven is called Dibba Sarga. Dibba Sarga ruled by the Indra in Nandan Kanan Garden, and everything is in the higher planet. This is Bhurloka, Bhuvarloka, Sargaloka. So 3 planets up, that's a heaven. Then there is a Bhoma Sarga. Bhoma Sarga means this Bhumandal. Bhumandal is divided into 7 islands. And one island is called Jambudvip. And Jambudvip has a 9 division. And this planet is one of the 9 division. This is called Bharatvarsha. Bharatvarsha is not just India. The whole planet was Bharatvarsha. Original name of Bharatvarsha, Maharaj Yudhishthira time, he was ruling the whole planet. It's not like Columbus discovered America. Yes, he did. But this land was there. It's not like Columbus made the land or anything. But he had a faith anyway. He came, and Yudhishthira Maharaj used to travel. He came to America. He came to South America, everywhere. He used to travel. He was ruling it. Even King Parikshit, he was ruling the whole planet. So this planet is the only place where I call an airport, you buy the ticket to go wherever you want to go. Airport is not a place you stay too long. Maybe 6-7 hours, sometimes long distance flight, you have to wait in a transit maybe. But generally you don't think it's a house. Airport is just for coming in and out, in and out. So this planet right here, we should not think is a permanent place, have a comfortable life, good couch, let's rest. It's not bad, America is good. No, this is the airport. This entire planet is airport. Just you came in to work for, to buy the ticket. Whatever you do, you're going to pay for, you're going to get the result. This is the only planet, Karma Mayam, in the creation, in this universe. And the other 8 planet, Harivarsha, is Prahlad Maharaj. Nishinga Devi is there, Prahlad Maharaj is there, Nishinga Bhaktas are there, millions, billions. Then there is a Kim Purusha Varsha, where the Hanumanji is there, Lord Ram, Sita, they are there. Those are Ram Bhakta, they will go there after they die there. And from there, they will go to Ayodhya. You don't go direct to Ayodhya spiritual world. So like that. So below this, there is a planet called Atala. Atala, where Maya's son Bala, he created this 96, and he created 3 types of girl. And they have a whole, Bala created a fascination of this illusion where everybody take birth as a teenager. Nobody's born as a baby. And you also, in that planet, nobody knows what is gray hair. Nobody knows what is wrinkles. That anything that people are fascinated in America, we notice a lot. Even in India, they dye hair, trying to look like a young. Those things are already there. That's why. That's why fascination. And we get influenced by them because they are just below us. That planet no ladies or men ever get old age or gray hair or wrinkle or nothing. They're always fresh. They don't have a sweat. You don't need to buy anything. It just, everything is perfect there. Maya Dhanav created. Sounds like a very good place. Everybody wants, I'm sure if there is a access, easy access, they would just jump on it and go tomorrow or today. But it is not. There is a price you have to pay. But then what is the point? There is some danger also there. I'll tell after I finish it. Then when you enter in that planet, generally men are given a hataka drink, which is a produced by the Shiva Parvati's union. When they unite, they produce this product called hataki, and it flows like a river. It's turned into gold. And they create the gold city, gold jewelry, gold, you know, gems, very beautiful. And when a teenager is born, he doesn't grow anymore. He remains like that strong teenager body. And he's being forced to drink. And he feels so strong, like 10,000 elephant power. And 10,000 elephant power. And then all these girls comes and try to enjoy with him, and he feels so strong and he feels so intoxicated by the false pride, and he thinks himself God. Now, what is the problem in that figure? He ignores the death. The death is waiting, but there is no clue. Next planet below that, I'm just giving a short description. There's a Bitala where they have the similar, and the enjoyment is unbelievable. Of course, today's subject matter is Boli Maharaj. The next planet below that is Sutala. Sutala planet where Boli Maharaj is there. And even Boli Maharaj was a demon. It's interesting, you don't hear so much about Birochan, his father. Because Birochan was also sent to learn, to get educated, just like we send our children to get educated. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj sent his son to get educated. Birochan was actually studying with Indra, one point, with Brahmaji, learning, and then with Brihaspati. So after 25 years of our calculation, they wanted to graduate. So then Guru asked, do you understand what is the lesson you need to learn? The first lesson is, who am I? Well, Birochan went to the well and he saw himself, his body. He said, I'm this body. Is that what you believe? Say, yes. Okay, then go. Your lesson is over. But he's not this body. So he remained demoniac still, even though he's a son of Prahlad. So it's a lesson that we have to learn. It has to come from within us. I want to advance. I want to know the truth. Even we meet a great personality, doesn't mean we will be immediately empowered. The willingness to serve, willingness to learn, willingness to advance has to come from us. The association of advanced devotee is the skill we get. How to obtain Krishna consciousness, Krishna prem. The devotee can guide us. Devotee can give their mood, feeling, make adjustment in our consciousness, in our thinking, in our feeling. But they cannot give Krishna consciousness just like this unless we are eager and ready. Initiation is just an event. Initiation is not everything, but initiation is an entrance to bhakti school. So Boli Maharaj's case, we see that. Boli Maharaj is a grandson, but he got it. One time when Bali Maharaj was making a beautiful jagna, Prahlad Maharaj came to see him, his grandfather. Generally, I also saw the grandfather and the grandchild has some kind of a bond. If the grandfather is a pure Vaishnava, you have a chances that grandchildren will become Vaishnava very quick. Because parents has a different kind of discipline than grand. Like Prabhupada even said, in one lecture, end of the lecture, he said, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur is very merciful and you all are grandchildren and the grandfather is more merciful than the father. Of course, Prabhupada is very merciful. There's no question. But he was inspiring his disciple to take advantage of your grandfather, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So like that, so then Prahlad Maharaj came and Bali Maharaj just finished the big ceremony, engaging all the brahmana to do a big jagna. So Prahlad Maharaj told Bali Maharaj that you should really surrender to Krishna, Supreme Lord Vishnu. Then Bali Maharaj, you know, like a grandchild, challenges the grandfather. Grandfather, why you always glorify Vishnu? What is wrong in our culture? In our Daitya culture, because they are descendant of Diti and Kashyapa, in Daitya culture, Brahmana's blessing is enough. God, goddess means demigod. They will give what we need. Why do we need Vishnu? And Vishnu always kills the demons. He's like our enemy. Of course, Prahlad Maharaj is a grandfather, but he's a Maharjan, great devotee. He could not take it. He said, Bali, I don't feel like to talk to you in this regards, but I let you know, one day you lose everything, then you will understand who is Vishnu. Until you lose everything, you are so proud now, you will not grasp it. That's why you can see that when Bali Maharaj was tied up by the rope on Sutala planet because he could not give the space for the third step. And of course, Bali Maharaj was intelligent. He's a Mahajan also. But he says the possessor is worth more than the possession. So I have given all the possession, but I'm still existing. I was the possessor of the three planets. So I am still more worthy. You can place the feet on my head. Of course, that is called Atma Nivedan, Atma Samarpan, which is very wonderful. That time, his wife was a great devotee, Mataji. And she was like one of the Ishkan Mataji preacher. You know, you can see in Bhagavatam's reading that she was so brave and she gave a beautiful speech. And she even told in front of Bamandev, Brahmaji and others, look at my husband. He thinks he's very proud. He's giving. Who is giving? Vishnu wants everything. She knew the philosophy all along. It was very interesting. But then when Prahlad Maharaj came in front of Bali Maharaj, he put his head down. You can see in the purport, Prabhupada, he put his head down. Why? Because he remembers. His grandfather gave him that blessing. You can say curse in a wrong way, but a proper way will be blessing. Because he said, the day you lose everything, you'll understand the position of Vishnu. So, of course, they have a nice relationship. As a result, Bamandev gave this planet, Sutala planet, to Bali Maharaj. Of course, he is to own, you can say, before everything, but why Sutala? But Sutala planet is not a subterranean. It's not a Billa Sarga only. It is the abode of Vishnu, like Vaikuntha. How powerful is that? That even it says that one time, Srila Prabhupada writes, that one time Ravana, hearing this, how can Bali, being a demon, enjoy more than me? I'm going to see what he enjoys. And he wants to destroy Boli Maharaj's Sutal planet. But Prabhupada writes that Bamandev, he gave a kick such a heavy that it went like 800 miles. 80,000 miles. Prabhupada writes, 80,000 miles. That's right. The Jojanas, I have to multiply. 80,000 miles. I don't know what is 80,000 miles from Rasatala to, Sutala to this earthly planet where Sri Lanka was right here. Gold city of Ravana was not as big because Ravana got fascinated. How is Boli getting so big? So he wanted to go in there to challenge him. But at the gate, because the Bamandev was a gatekeeper, he gave him one kick and that was enough. Ravana got a lesson that he never even dreamed to go there. And he did not know what it was. So we can see that Sutala planet is like a Vaikuntha type of. And even the demon daityas, they are worshipping the Lord. Even Lakshmi Devi from Vaikuntha came and resided there. The whole pastime is there. How she was missing her husband and then finally found there. And then, of course, there was the exchange. And then they gave a place. So she is serving there too, her husband, Lord Bamandev. He's still there. And Boli Maharaj is still there. They will be there until next Manu, the new Indra, new Manu comes. Right now, Bhaveshwata Manu. And below that is Talatal. Talatal, where Maya Danav create a floating city. He literally create like Tripurari. Lord Shiva killed those Tripura, three plane. They have a city like floating in the air. And the people enjoy. But they are not devotee necessarily of Vishnu. They are mostly devotee of Shiva, Shaivite follower. And below that is Mahatal, where Kadru family lives there, the snake. The snake, and they are constant fear of Gururam. And then below that is Rasatala, where the deities on the Donus, one of the Kashyap Muni's wife, Dhanu, and from her also all these children, family came, millions, billions, they all live in that planet. And below that is Patala Loka, where Vasuki is the head, and they have a just like in a normal world, all the facilities there, except they don't have to pay for it, anything, everything is automatic by mystic power, and they all enjoy. Only problem is, they don't know, because there is no time, there is no day and night, nobody knows when Sudarshan Chakra is coming. When Sudarshan Chakra comes, it makes all the Matajis, loses the child, and literally Sudarshan Chakra kills others. And you cannot say when, because there is no sunlight, as I said, or moonlight to carry that calendar. So that's the seventh planet. But they proved, the leaders of those planets, that seeing Mahaprabhu, this Krishna Prem, is more ecstasy, more happiness than their experience of heavenly. And then there is a other seven planet above, which is also very jubilant. Of course, it is taking a long time. I'm just worried about how much can I speak about. Because even on Bhumandal, where we are, the other eight planetary system, this is also heaven. No labor there. They literally enjoy life. And the hard labor is only here because everybody has to come here to buy the ticket, as I mentioned. And whatever attraction you have at the moment of death, you will be transferred to there. So be very careful. If you do not solve your eternal revival of eternal relationship with Krishna, then there is a more struggle. I like that when one of the devotees here in Alachua, he said, Jayapataka Maharaj told him that, no, he didn't tell him, he told in the class and he was listening and he told me, he said, I got scared of my Guru Maharaj. I said, why? He said, because he said that if you are not serious, you're only taking easy way, Krishna consciousness. Chant sometimes, sometimes don't chant. Okay, at least you will not go to hell or other. So you will probably end up of going to heaven. But then in heaven, you live minimum 10,000 years. And after 10,000 years, you come back. I think you mentioned that story. It's a little frightening. But when you come back, there is no Hare Krishna society. There is no ISKCON temple. Very rare, almost impossible. The exploitation, abuse, this Kali Yuga influence is like all of a sudden popping everywhere. Nothing you can do. So we should be serious and get out, take as many people as we can, and that will be the best thing. Now I'm going to tell that the Boli Maharaj, and we discussed Boli Maharaj, and how this all ends up of happiness that is experienced in ecstasy or bhava is superior to all the other happiness ever experienced in the creation that Krishna created. And there is a famous verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. At least I found three places, the same verse repeated. Maybe there is more. I didn't search all, but just as I was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, I found in Madhyalila chapter 9, text 146, same verse that Mahaprabhu brought in twice. And recently I was reading with one group of devotees, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and they also had the same verse, again came back in the second chapter, Adi Lila. And so that verse goes, Siddhantastu abhedapi Srisha Krishna Sarupaya Rasana Utkrishyate Esha Krishna Rupam Rasasthiti. That Krishna's position, his beauty, his loveliness, his reciprocation is such a attractive, such a tasteful, that nothing in material or even spiritual experience can compare. Only those who are drowned into that relationship with Krishna can express, or even if they express, doesn't mean we can taste it. Because taste is a personal experience. Fundamentally, we need to understand one thing, that you heard that word sthayi bhav. Sthayi bhav means an inherent, natural, spiritual attachment for Krishna, that each of us has in our heart for Sri Krishna, in identifying myself or yourself as a shelter of that love and Krishna as an enjoyer of that love. Right at this moment, all the living beings in this planet, everybody has that pure love for Krishna. And what is the speciality? It was there billion years back, million years back, yes. But the awakening opportunity was not there. Even if you would come in Satyayuga, you would become a religious person, but love for God was not possible. That's why it says, Anarpita charim chirat karunaya avatirna kalau. Samarpayitam unnata ujjala rasa shabhakti sriyam ಹರಿಪುರಟ ದ್ಯುತಿ ಸುಂದರ ಕದಂಬ ಸಂದೀಪಿತ ಸದಾ ಹೃದಯ ಕಂದರೆ ಸ್ಫುರತು ಭಾವಸಚಿನಂದನ. ರೂಪ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪಾದ ಪ್ರೇಡ್ ದಟ್ ದಟ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಲೆಟ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಸಿಚುಯೇಟ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್. ಹೌ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸಿಚುಯೇಟ್? ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಫೋರ್ಸ್ಲಿ ಎಂಟರ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್. ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅಲೌ. When we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, invite him with a feeling. So on the tongue he's dancing in the form of holy name. It says in Chaitanya Bhagavad, Arudhi Janma Laiva Sankirtana Rambe Haiva তোমার পুত্র আমি অবিলম্বে মোর অর্চা মূর্তি মাতা তুমি সে ধরনি জিব্বা রূপা মাতা তুমি নামের জননী. লর্ড চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু দ্য ডে হি টুক সন্ন্যাস হি টোল্ড দিস টু হিজ মাদার শচী মাতা, জিব্বা রূপা মাতা তুমি নামের জননী. ইন ফিউচার পিপুল উইল বি চ্যান্টিং আই উইল টেক দ্য ইন দ্য হোলি নেম, আই উইল বি ড্যান্সিং অন ইউর ল্যাপ, ইউ উইল বি দ্য টং. But we don't want Mahaprabhu only on the tongue. We want Mahaprabhu to enter in our heart. In order for entering in the heart, we have to have a feeling, an invitation, sincere invitation. My Lord, please, I'm not qualified. Please come and reside in my heart. So from the tongue, we can chant in the kirtan and others. We are chanting every day. But if you have a feeling and you have invitation, sincere service, like, you know, if a President Joe, Mr. Biden come to your house, I'm sure you're going to start cleaning right now. Because he's a Karmi, a big personality. We should welcome him. We'll make some garland, prasadam garland, some nice prasadam, so much arrangement. There will be thousands of police officers escorting, make sure the road is clear, so many things. And the king of the kings, Supreme Lord Krishna, going to enter in your heart. How much preparation we need to do? We should think. And if you prepare properly and you want to really invite the Lord, then he, from that tongue, he will enter. Bhaktivinoda Thakur write in a song, Karnaranda Pathadiya Ridhi Maji Praveshiya Sabdurupe Parishoy Sudha Anupam Hridaya Haite Bole Jibbara Agrete Chale Sabdurupe Nache Anupam. Then when you invite Lord, enter into the heart, then from the heart, he will come back again, dance on your tongue. That time it is pure chanting, pure name. It will have an effect and impact on others, on anything, anyone will be surrounded you. It will have an effect, just like Prabhupada did. Because we have love, we just have to awaken that love from the heart to invite him to come in so he can sit down. This is very important. Question may come, that, oh, we have a few minutes only. Let's see. I'm looking at that verse. I'm just going to go very quickly on this before I go other subject. The experience of the happiness that we, since birth, we have accumulated in the memory till today. If you multiply really, really like thousand and thousand times more, then you can actually grasp what is actual happiness of a ruler who ruled the whole planet, like King Parikshit, Yudhishthir Maharaj. How much their enjoyment. They are human beings. Human body, but their power is not like a human body. They had an ability to literally neutralize if there is a drought, if there is a severe cold. Like in Alacho, we felt last few weeks, severe cold sometime. And the leaders of the country are not powerful to relieve all the citizens free from suffering. Not possible. Unless he becomes surrender soul to Krishna, then possible. If you multiply that happiness 100 times more, then you will know those singers above us, 800 miles above us, is a Vidyadhar other planet. Below us, there is a ghost planet. Above us also, there is some another ghost planet in Antariksha. But they are exceptional because the ghost body, they get trapped in suffering in that way. But above them is Gandharva Loka, where they enjoy that much. We cannot imagine how much happiness experience they do through their senses. And if you multiply 100 times more, then the Deva Gandharva Ananda, the commentary of that verse is given by Jiva Goswami, details. I'm just giving a little, just a note, keynote. And if you multiply 100 times more, then you can grasp what the forefather planets they enjoy. These are very nice meditation. And if we keep on going 100 times more, then Karma Devada Devananda. There are 8 principal demigod. Astabasu, Dados Aditya, 12 Adityas, 8 Basus, then 11 Rudras, 11, 8, and 12, and 2. This total together, Ashwini Kumar, they are 33 principal demigods. And they have millions of assistants, 10 million each. So it's total 33 koti or 330 million goddess and demigod goddess. But 33 are the principal. But this 33, there is a gradation of happiness. And above them is Devananda, the demigod that enjoy. In Brahmapuri, there is 8 principal demigod. Their enjoyment is higher than regular demigod. Then above them, Indra enjoy more than other demigod. 100 times more. Then 100 times more of Indra's enjoyment, his guru, Brihaspati's planet, they enjoy. And above them, above Brihaspati planet, the Prajapati Ananda. They don't have to do anything. For an example, like if they want to enjoy, they can create an object. A person they can create, enjoy the person, and after enjoy, that person finish, dead. And there is no sin, nothing. They have so much power and facility are given. And you multiply 100 times more, then you'll know what Brahma enjoys. And you multiply 100 times more what this Brahmananda, other side of the Maya's world, enjoy. And Prabhupada translated that verse. There's another verse Rupa Goswami Pad gives in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Brahmananda bhaved esa cheta prarardh gunikrita naitam bhakti sukam bude paramanatam. If you multiply 1,000 trillion times, you cannot trace the happiness the devotee feels in Vrindavan. So it is not measurable. It is beyond. Those who are intelligent, they will be very enthusiastically make a commitment and endeavor to go there end of this life, not wait for anything. we should try our best to make this life as our last life in the material world and take as many soul as you can with your capacity and go back home and serve the Lord there and floating or swimming or diving in the nectar of ocean. So I'll end here, 12 o'clock. If there is any comment, further discussion or reflection. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Mata.
Dhanvat Pranam, Prabhu. Beautiful explanation, Prabhuji. Prabhu, I had a question over here. I don't know, like I'm having that question since 2-3 days. And see, like when we say that this is the Kali Yuga and there are a lot of like things which are very wrong and things which are not, we are not supposed to look or go under. 1 second, Prabhu. There is a lot of disturbance. Yeah. So then when you think about those things, you feel that, okay, like we do not want these things and then we have to go back to Krishna or we have to go back into bhakti and then go back into our path back to Godhead. So my question over here is, Prabhu, like what should exactly the reason be for us to go back to Godhead? Is it that these things are wrong? And I do not want to undergo these things. And that is the reason I'm deciding I want to go back into bhakti. Or is it that I am first developing, it is that my love towards Krishna is there and then I'm going. Like if I do not like something, that is the reason if I'm going for something, then how much will that intensity be? I don't know if I could put up my question well.
Are you saying there is some kind of a obstacle, tribulations?
Yeah, because when we are in this world, okay, we see so many wrong things going on, right?
Yes.
So because we are not wanting those wrong things, so we should go back, or because we are wanting Krishna, so we should go back. You getting me?
Yes. Very good question. Actually, the highest ambition should be for an intelligent devotee like you, that what will please the Lord the most? Whenever we ask the question, Bhagavatam says, there is a beautiful Sutta Goswami address to the Sonokadis. Munayo sadhu prishtaham bhavadbi lokamangalam. Jat krita krishna samprasna jayatma su prasiddhati. Any question you ask, is it going to please Krishna? The question you asked, actually it is pleasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said that if you just come back in your original Swarup, that will please me, please you, please all your relative, everybody, the whole world will be benefited from that. And you can adjust as much possible in this material world and not trying to become Krishna conscious, you will still fail. When we practice bhakti, we need to understand what factors can stimulate our bhakti steadily, what intermittently. Let's analyze for a couple minutes. Since you asked that question, what are the tribulation obstacles? We sometimes turn towards Krishna when we face challenges like COVID-19 or similar type. And we see Bhagavad Gita says, Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritan arjuna arthi jigyasu artharthi gyani cha bharatarsa. 4 types of people comes. Sounds like this is not something new, COVID-19. This has been going on since beginning. It's arti, desperate need. I need help. I'm sick or whatever. Or I'm poor, whatever. That this problem is always there. This sloka, Krishna spoke 5,000 years back. He said four types of people comes to him. Though distress may impel us to start practicing bhakti. I see that. Due to COVID, actually, there is more chanting. Devotees are more serious. Devotees are getting into little more because they work from home. Now they say, okay, we can do more study and chanting. Those are good idea. It's always good. But we have to keep in mind that distress can impel us. I saw one devotee, very nice devotee, but he went through some tough time with his family relation. So he used to come to Mangal Arati every day and chant very seriously. And it helped me because I was interviewing him. I said, you are such a wonderful chanter. You're like very steady. He said, yeah, I can't handle any more material life. I'm just tired of it. I said, okay. So you are felt some pressure within. So you are impelled to do the bhakti. He said, yes. But problem is, it cannot sustain your practice. It cannot sustain because time will change. You may find another person who cares more than your spouse. And he did after 2 years. And he stopped coming and chanting seriously. And it's so wonderful what the philosophy we hear. It's like a practically Krishna knew 5,000 years back what we'll go through. Question come, why not? Because during our life course, distress may come and go. When? Unpredictably. Pandemic may go away. Does it mean we should not keep on studying more as we got into during pandemic? Maybe, maybe not. It depends. If we go through a relatively trouble-free phase, we may question, why do I need to practice bhakti? I think everybody should ask that question. As you asked very nicely, sincerely, I can see your sincereness in that question. That if despite our bhakti practice, our problem remains, sometimes we see that, then again, the question may come, what am I gaining by practicing bhakti? My problem is still there. I'm chanting. The 3 months, 6 months is still, I have same problem. It's not going away. Either question can slow or even stop our bhakti. And that is also rarely seen, but it is there. We see that. More of it in the Western world, not so much in the India, I see. Some or other, they hang in there more. Then there is another thing, Mata. It's called emotion, mental satisfaction. Sometimes we see, we start practicing Krishna consciousness, we are excited, we feel good for a week, for a month, for years. How about the good feeling is unpredictable? For it usually arises from our fickle mind. And the mind whose mood suddenly, or you can say, swing like going to the other extreme, wildly, from divine to demoniac. Maybe during its lower mood, the mind can make taste in bhakti seem distant, you know, like, I'm chanting, but I don't feel like I'm getting something. I don't feel like I'm still craving for the sense enjoyment. I wish I would have more money than I. These things are like coming in the mind and try to take us away. So what I'm trying to say, that emotion can at best stimulate bhakti only sporadically. But what we're looking for or what we need is conviction. That's why Prabhupada, actually it's Rupa Goswami Pad gave in Nectar of Instruction, that conviction, nishchaya dharijat. And if you look at the translation, Prabhupada said, it's guaranteed you will be successful if you have these two with the others. So conviction is necessary. We can best sustain our devotion by conviction. The conviction that Krishna is everything for us. Gatir bharta prabhu sakshi nivas saranam surit prabhava pralaya sthanam nidhanam bijam abhayam. Anything you think is all in one verse, it looks like. But that's how I see it. So that Krishna is everything. That he is the source of the supreme shelter. He is the supreme pleasure. We are all looking for pleasure. Not just survival. That he is all attractive. That we are attracted. Anything we are attracted. Whether we are attracted for a man or a woman or a garden or a flower or anything. It's all coming because of him. From him, all the attraction. So when we understand like this, anything we are attracted, even Disneyland or whatever, you may say, well, no, I'm not attracted anymore, Disneyland. Are you attracted to a good house, clean, nice? Yes, that is also coming from Krishna. Jajjat vibhuti saptam. Jajjat vibhuti. Anything that fascinates us, anything that attracts us, it's all coming from Krishna. Krishna claims that and it is proven. So that time we can gain this conviction by regularly studying Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, and in the association of those who love Krishna consciousness and chant, and that will empower us. We'll get empowered. I see in my practical life, by the mercy of the devotee, it's not just my endeavor. By mercy of the devotees, combination of that, chesta and kripa, it's working. And empowered with such intellectual conviction, we practice Krishna consciousness determinedly, seeking not to avoid trouble or to feel good, but only to lovingly connect with Krishna. And as our connection with him purifies us, we start perceiving and relishing his supreme attractiveness. This is what we need. So bottom line is that when our conviction blossoms, you know, blooms into attraction, that time our consciousness rises above the world's tribulation, above the mind's emotion, to perennial blissful absorption in Krishna. This is what we need. I hope that helps you.
Yes, Prabhuji, yes. I don't know like what made me think about it, but because earlier we were in US, now we are back in India. And then things which go around over here, they are sometimes disturbing. And then you know that you are into bhakti, but then you start questioning yourself, like, what is it that I'm really, am I running away from these problems and that is the reason I'm into bhakti? Or is it that my devotion is really there, which I know I'm not there yet? And is it my love for Krishna is there, or am I just running on from this condition? So I just you said give a right answer, like, What does Krishna like? If I just ask myself that question, then it should answer at least 50% of my problems. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much for your guidance.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanat Pranam, and glorious Trishna Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very nice. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your association. Thank you, Prabhuji, for all the instruction.
So, if there is any more question or we close.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandat Pranams. If you have time, I'd like to ask one question, Prabhuji.
Sure.
Prabhuji, you were mentioning so beautifully about the hellish planets, like the Patala Loka and all the seven lokas. Is it possible that you can give us some idea of the Swarga, you know, the upper planetary system, Bhuvu or Swarga?
You want to buy a ticket or?
I'm just curious to know. I mean, the way you said.
Just curious. Okay. I was just curious also the way that you're thinking of stopping there for a while before you go. Because, you know, two friends of mine, anyway, I'll tell you the name. He's a Sanskrit scholar. He's an American, Prabhupada's disciple, American Bari, Mahasamma Prabhu. He got his PhD and he is in Sanskrit. So one day in the temple, Alachar temple, he said, Prana Govinda, you know, I really don't have any attraction for moksha, merging. Yeah, it doesn't appeal. But I don't mind to just, you know, just to have a little glimpse of heaven. I said, you just thinking little glimpse, you will be stuck there for a little while. It's not just little glimpse. It's not like you will land in a one planet and you think like you'll just get out. No. Of course, I'm not trying to discourage, but Prabhupada did say one morning walk, he said, a lot of my disciples may go to heaven before they go to spiritual world. And I don't mean anything wrong or right. I'm just repeating what Prabhupada said. It means he observed that they do have some inclination, attraction to experience heavenly as if we never did. Actually, we did. We just don't remember. And if we remember, we'll not be able to survive in this planet because that happiness is much more than here. Because you're asking that question, I'm going to give a true story from Brahma Vaivarta Puran, but I will add the poison part also. Poison in a sense, because the end of that story was really terrible. We think the heavenly enjoyment is so good, but we also have to be aware that we are in the material world. Heaven is also within the material world. Now, when the Bible said, you know, God created heaven and earth, means the God from Vaikuntha created heaven and earth. Where is heaven and earth? In the material world or somewhere else? It could be dynamic. I don't know what is heaven and earth in that explanation. Of course, Jesus did not speak English. He spoke Aramaic and Hebrew. So obviously those words, whether it's specific, like our Pandit scholars, our Acharya, they take those words of Krishna and they really focus each word. So I'll give you some idea that you can read in fifth canto, there is an explanation given that Jambudip, as I mentioned, this planet Earth is also part of the Jambudip. And Jambudip, above Jambudip. No, first I'm going to give a little clue about this Jambudip. In the middle of Jambudip is Ilabriti Barsha. Ilabriti Barsha is the planet of Lord Shiva. He is the one-man show. 10 billion or more, at least recorded 10 billion that time. 10 billion means more than this world population right now, living in Ilabriti Barsha as a female form. And Lord Shiva is the only man, and nobody has a power to go there as a man, because Parvati, Shiva's wife, is so powerful, she will turn that man into a girl immediately. And not only a girl, even a separate way you want to talk to Shiva are not allowed. It's kind of like her own realm. I'm sure she is listening. I hope I'm not trying to commit any offense to her lotus feet. She is a Maya Devi. She is a beautiful servant. But we have to state the fact of the Shastra, because we are servant of servant of the servant of Krishna, and she is also maid servant. So that's Ilabriti Barsha. And within Ilabriti Barsha, there is a Sumeru mountain. Sumeru mountain, which is made of solid gold, Prabhupada writes. And Sumeru mountain is like pericarp of the lotus, like a bhumandal. The mountain's height is given 100,000 jojanas, means 800,000 miles. I really don't know what is 800,000 miles, you know. I can think of 20,000 miles, 10,000 miles, even that, you know, the India to America, you know, okay, I get some idea because I did fly many times. So I have some idea about 10,000 miles. But 800,000 miles, I cannot imagine, because no airplane or even rockets, they cannot go straight. They can go 200 miles and they go around the globe. They cannot break through. 800,000 miles, that mountain, solid gold, is there. And this planet that we are living in is connected to this, all these nine planets. And above that Ilabriti Barsha is the office of Brahmaji. So that place is also heaven, but this is not a heaven, heavenly heaven of Indra. This is a Brahmapuri, also called Brahmapuri. Brahmaji's house is in Saptaloka, but Brahma has an office here. We should know this so that we can reconcile the pastime, like when Brahmaji stole the coward boys and he hid them in the cave, and he went to Brahmapuri and came back. Well, he didn't go to his home, because by the time he goes to home, there's a few jugas, millennium will be finished. He just went to, on this planet, there is a, his office is there. Because this planet is very important for karma. Brahmaji pays attention to each of us. Even we are speaking right now, he paying attention. Brahmaji does not pay attention to every planet. He does pay attention to this planet. Because this, Prabhupada said, this is the only place where people do karma. Means they purchase. I mean, that's how I see. So, the mountain on the top of the hill, Sumeru Hill, and there is a Lokaloka mountain on this Bhumandala. Other side of the Lokaloka mountain is dazzling, shining. It's also a place where Ramanuj Sampradaya, they have an explanation that where if when you go to Vaikuntha, before you go to Vaikuntha, you go to Ramapriya Vaikuntha. That is Ramapriya Vaikuntha. It's connected. I mean, it's not like you can drive or fly unless you're a powerful mystic yogi. Even there, I don't know if you can enter into the Ramapriya Vaikuntha, where the Lakshmi Devi that came from the milk ocean, they reside there. And Narayan Bhaktas from this planet, when they mature in their devotion, they enter there before they go to Vaikuntha. So, in this Bhumandal has so many things, many incarnations. If you want to go to their abode in spiritual world, you have to go in this Bhumandal. One of the Barshas has those incarnations, like a Lord Ram, Sitaram is here. They are still here, present physically with Hanumanji in that planet. And they are also in the spiritual world. It's just expansion. Just like when Krishna comes to do Raja Leela here. So then surrounding the Brahmapuri, there's four main demigod like Indra, Varuna. They have their private quarter. They have their planet, but they have their office also here. So they fly and then appear there for doing some official work and then go back to their home, which is another planet. And when Maharaj Parikshit was inquiring, now some devotees said, do we have to know all these details? So I appreciate your question. I said, well, we are not a scientist who took the methodology of explaining material cause for the material phenomenon. When Parikshit Maharaj approached Sukhdev Goswami that he is about to die in 7 days, Sukhdev Goswami, while bringing him to that state of consciousness where he can constantly absorb in Krishna, lotus feet of Krishna, and he explained about this cosmos, Vedic cosmology, so details, even hell and everything. Why? Because this will bring our mind fixed to Krishna. So we need to know this also. Otherwise, there will be some little bit will be lingering. What happened this? What happened that? So in order to fix our mind, it is good that we know. In that big Sumeru mountain, there is also four other mountain big, where the four main demigods on top, they have their quarter. And then there's a four huge lakes. The water of the first tastes like a milk. Then I think it's a honey. And then sugar cane is not a seven ocean we are talking. This is just here. And then there is a pure crystal, like purified water. No, just pure water, drinkable water. And the sub-demigod, they come to those places, like Siddhas, Charanas, Gandharvas, and they enjoy there. Just imagine you go to your shower here and you take shower with the clear water. Over there, you take shower with a mango juice or jackfruit juice. They have a lake. They have a river made of fruit juice. You bathe in those juice. You have a different kind of body. Of course, you don't go with this body because this body may not sustain there. You got a different body. And if you have a little credit, anybody came to Krishna consciousness, they are eligible to go there. But I am giving a warning. Do not even think. Because you'll be wasting time. You'll stuck there 10,000 years. You come back, there's no more Hare Krishna's visible to your eye. So this is the scary part. Then in those places, there is sometime comes the demigods or the citizens. They enjoy without seeing any obstacle, any challenges like we face in the materially, not spiritual challenge, but material challenge that we find, it's difficult. It says that was very funny. One of the descriptions says they have a jambu fruit. There's one Mataji's name is Jambubati, Prabhupada's disciple, 1969 she came. And while I was explaining, she said, she was asking Prabhupada what her name was. Now, Jambubati is Krishna's wife in Dwarka. And there is also jambu tree that also has a Jambubati place, but it's different. So some of the fruit, they call jambu tree. Some of the fruit is as big as elephant. Big size fruits. Then they fall from the tree. And they are not like this planet. Their trees are huge. You're talking about maybe like 5 miles, 20 miles, that just the tree standing. And they're loaded with the fruits. And each fruit is like a big, big elephant size. And they drop when they are ripened. And they create a fall, river fall. They create all kind of fountain with different mix of fruit punch in India or somewhere they sell, means five types of or different type of fruit mixed together. Well, they have this originally there. And it's natural. And people just goes there, they just swim, they bathe, and it's different. Of course, they have a similar of like subterranean. It says very clearly, there's no wrinkles on their bodies, no gray hairs. They never feel fatigue. Your body, you never feel tired. You don't have a perspiration. Even if you're running whole day, well, I don't know if anybody running, I didn't read anywhere, but there is no perspiration. Their body doesn't produce perspiration. They don't give any bad odor. You know, whatever you think, Mataji, in your life, you have to clean the kitchen. Well, they don't have a kitchen need to be cleaned. Because you just go outside and tell the, or inside, you have a Parijat plant. They have a beautiful fragrant flower. You say, oh, plant, I need two samosa. I'm just giving an example. It didn't say like that. You say, then by the time you finish, the two samosa is in front of you. And after you honor it, you just finish. The plate is already cleaned. You don't have to do anything. There is no laundry because nobody has a sweat or bad odor. I rather tell you, Prabhupada gave a beautiful purport on one in 8th canto, 3rd chapter, you can read that the ladies in heaven, their body produce in winter warm feeling and in summer cool feeling, like air condition. Their body produce comfortable to the spouse, and the lady's body produce so much sweet fragrance that when they bathe in the river, Prabhupada writes that after they come out of the river, the water becomes so tasty, the animals, they are not thirsty, but they get intoxicated by smelling that, so they go and drink. Not only human being, even the animal. Of course, the animal, heavenly animals are also very advanced, but still, the women body produce so much fragrance. Of course, I'm going to give you a little fear, scary about it, what Prabhupada says. If you take the most beautiful girl, you heard this before I said that. If you take the most beautiful girl of this planet, not Miss Universe necessarily, what they think, because beauty is in the eye of a beholder, in a sense. In the heaven, Prabhupada said, she may look like ugly frog. Means those ladies in the heaven, they are unbelievably beautiful. And if you take the most beautiful girl of heaven, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes, that we cannot imagine how beautiful the people are, the ladies are, Lakshmis are in Vaikuntha. The most beautiful girl of heaven cannot compare. They will look like ugly frog to the Lakshmi. And they are fascinated. They are so attracted to Krishna's body. So we this is one of the gradation we can see what beauty Krishna holds. It's unbelievable. And of course, there is a gradation of happiness in each heaven, in each higher planets. Within Sarga, there is a many planet within the planet. There is a Devananda, Indrananda. There's a subcategory. Like, you know, in your house, you have a maid servant. You probably enjoy the best part of the meal and then whatever left. I mean, maid servant also get the similar, but not as luxury as you are because you are served. Maybe maid servant has to serve herself or himself, whatever. So something like this, and the gradation goes on and on and on. And if you hear this Maharloka, Janaloka, like how much enjoyment they have, it's like, wow. Why we don't have it? No, we went through, I think. I don't know for everybody, but you know, today, Brahmaji's 50 years around 50 years. One time we calculated some devotees here. So in one day of Brahmaji is 4,320,000,000. So 50 years, you know how many zillion? I don't know the calculation. We travel all over the universe. But Krishna is very kind. He doesn't give us memory because then will be difficult to live here. Because we want to go back there and we'll be afraid of those fear of the fearful planet we went. So he checks all those. He gives us free will to make a new choice. It's wonderful. So I don't know if it is enough for you. There's a vast explanation given. Krishna is very kind. Krishna is very kind. One thing we can remember, Krishna is very dynamic. Dynamic in a sense, if you say, well, I want to go to a place where me and my husband or my wife, we want to just roam around and whenever we are hungry, we get food. Well, that is also there in one planet. You just take it like a cloud and your mind controls wherever you want to go. It's like anything you want. But problem is the ultimate relationship with all those planets, it's end very miserable. And the happiness, when we compare to Golok Vrindavan's Sevananda, is nothing this happiness. Most of the happiness that we experience, even though it's a gradation, is absence of suffering. Absence of suffering makes us happy and we take it as a happiness, but it's not really happiness. It's just the absence of suffering. Even in Nandankanan Garden, I mean, you can go on Nandankanan Garden, fascination, how much enjoyment. You don't need a rope to go in a swing. They have a mantra rope that you just chant the mantra and then from a giant tree, a 10-mile branch tree, you can just go swim with your spouse or with your friend and you can just swim forever. Nobody is going to disturb or anything. But of course, heavenly, I have to tell you that the acharyas, even Prabhupada reminded that they actually demons, they know sense enjoyment more than the demigods or devotees. Because that's what their goal is. They don't care for service. Krishna is very merciful to the demigod that he creates some fear so they can come close to him more and more, more and more. Fear is necessary. Suffering is necessary. Otherwise, some people would never think of taking shelter of God. And it's a free choice. If Krishna takes away our free will, then there's nothing left of me. Free will is what gives us individuality. And these three principal facts that I mentioned in the beginning of today's class, what keeps us our individuality intact eternally. So I hope you got some idea about heavenly world.
I think
I cannot hear you. Can you repeat?
Can you hear me now, Prabhuji?
Yes.
Can you hear me now? Yeah, Prabhuji, I was just saying that I kind of regret my question because it appears there's just too much sense verification there, and I don't know. I don't know, Prabhuji. I mean, it didn't appeal to me very much. But the description of the seven lower planetary systems like sounded very phantasmagoric to me, and that's why I was just curious.
That's good. Good question, though. It's good to know. You know, there is a one book Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote. It's called Bijan Grami Sannasi. Even there was a little hint given. One devotee told me that while you are, you know, Chaitanya Chaitamita says, because you are conscious being, you actually transmit yourself slowly, slowly transcending. While you're transcending, you will, like Prabhupada said, you go on elevator. Elevator doesn't mean you don't see the floor. Oh, we just passed fifth floor or sixth floor. You like go. These are like a little glimpse of those heavenly planet you'll pass through. And then you'll pass through the dark Mahakalapuram. Then you'll pass through the Brahma Jyoti. Then Chaitanya Chaitanya gives very details how the soul actually will go. It's not like a Gurukuli idea. One devotee, I won't say the name, he's a very nice, sweet boy. He's a doctor. I mean, don't say too much because then you'll know. Anyway, he's a very good one of our study group boy. Then he said, is it possible like I'll go to sleep and I'll wake up and I'm in the spiritual world? I said, that's a good idea. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you have to consciously, you have to pass those. No, I don't want this. No, I want this. Because even in the Viraja, they have like waves. These are conscious water. It's not like a liquid water of this world. These are also liquid there, but it's a conscious spiritual water. And when you come up, you see, okay, the super soul, the supreme God, the universe, creation. And then when in the waves goes down, you're like absorbed, you're in meditation. You don't even know a billion years passed by, then all of a sudden another wave comes. You can pass forever and get lost. I got scared. I said, I don't want to pass, but we have to pass through. We have to know those and we have to say goodbye. No, I just thinking two things. If you have focus in your mind, always, you have to have a subordination. You are servant of Prabhupada like this. I'm a servant of the servant of Prabhupada and engage in devotional service. If those two things you have, you can cross it. Slowly, slowly, no problem. Otherwise, difficult.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. It's very interesting how we need to be consciously choose till the time we reach Goloka. It's very hard, Prabhuji. Sometimes our mind is so tricky. Just follow in our level, at least.
Sometimes you come to this level even within your right now, at present. For hours, you have no desire for anything in this world. Means you are contacting to the Brahman. You literally, consciously, you transmitting all this and touching the Brahman. But that doesn't mean it's a safe place. From Brahman, you can come back. And we do come back. Oh, again, I need this, I need that. So it's like in our day-to-day devotional life, we are getting in contact with those existence and make sure we are transcending those. This is not something after death, all of a sudden everything will happen. No, while you are alive, Srila Prabhupada writes very nicely in Bhagavatam Purport, third canto, second chapter. Also, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sanatana Shiksha gives that while you are practicing here, they didn't mention American name, while you are in this material world right here, you will actually advance and you will experience those planets' effect as you are passing through. And where at the moment of death, everything disappears except one thing, that you draw the highest happiness. So that we should keep in mind. Where we draw our happiness from, it will last. All the suffering that we didn't want it, believe or not, at the moment of death, they disappear. What we did not want it will disappear. What we wanted will stay. out of all this, what you drawn the most that you really want. If you say, I don't mind, you know, it's a nice weather as long as I have an air-conditioned house or heat with heater and other. No. We literally have to be attached to Krishna, Krishna's service, service to Krishna, service to Krishna, in any condition. Then at the moment of death, your attachment to Krishna will take you to Golok state. This is the tricks of Maya. She will arrange all these things. But eventually, because when you actually fixed at Krishna's lotus feet, you are worshipable object to Maya Devi. She is not going to just worship you immediately until she knows you are actually out of her hand, out of her grip. And she came, when she came to Haridas Thakur, she accepted him as a guru. She said, very nice thing she said, Maya Devi. He said, previously I got Ram name from my husband, Lord Shiva. It's only for crossing this material modes. Of course, where she's going to go. She goes to sleep. When the creation is over, she goes to sleep. And when Krishna feels to wake her up, he glances, she wakes up again. So that's their relationship. But our relationship is not with her, our relationship with Krishna. And if we are fixed to that, we don't need to adjust anything spiritually. We should adjust materially, but not spiritually. Spiritually, we should be strict. Material things we can adjust how to accommodate. Then we'll focus and we'll go back home. This is the easiest process, believe or not, Mata. Even other ages, no ages. As the other Mataji asked, the heavenly. Actually, if you really think very deeply, if there is no disease, if nobody dies, they live for a long, long time. You know, you do not experience. Who would be interested to go back home easily to love God? Not easily. So those are actually these challenges or disease or all this is helping us actually to focus. Otherwise, if this is a comfortable, I look at back, why did I come to America? Maybe for better life. I don't know. That was the main reason, I think. I was a little frustrated in Mayapur, obviously. But I came to America for a relief for something. But those are all temporary and all entangled. We should be fully absorbed to Krishna. Even our family, relative, children, everybody in relation to Krishna. Then you will never lose anything from spiritual angle. Materially, everything will be always changing anyway, whether we attached or not attached. But if we are attached, it will pull us down. So it's better to be relief, to be aloof. And believe me, when you are attached to Krishna and you are aloof from the attachment with the children and husband or wife, you can actually serve them better because you serve them as a servant, maid servant of Krishna. That time your actually genuine affection comes. But when we have attachment, expectation, it's difficult. Difficult. Anyway, thank you.
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you for your instruction. Thank you. Hare Krishna, is there anybody has any question or comment? There was a call. Prabhuji, thank you so much for your association. Now we can end the call by paying our obeisances to His Grace Pran Govinda Prabhuji and all the devotees in the call.
And obeisances also. Vancha kalpa taruvesya kipa sindhu baya vacha. Nikanam pavane bho vaishnave bho namo namo shila prabhupad ki jai. Iskan guru pinda ki jai. Samavita vaishnava pinda ki jai. Nidai gaur pramanande hari hari.
Haribol, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.